Sorry, Miss, by Joe Furtado. 27th of January. Sorry, Miss Folio, I took your book to my granddad's house and he read it to me lots of times and I thought it was really good and so did he. And I left it there for him to read it to me again. Only we haven't been back to granddad's yet because he's got these horrible spots. February. Sorry, Miss Folio, we went to visit my granddad in hospital to see how his spots were and get your book back, and he'd lent it to another old man with his leg in plaster. And he'd lent it to the night nurse and she wasn't there. And my granddad says he doesn't like her because she keeps giving him tablets. March. Sorry, Miss Folio, we went to the circus last Saturday and I took your book to read while I was waiting. But I waved it at my friend and this huge elephant snatched it off me, but my dad got it back and only he'd sat on it by then. But my mum is still trying to flatten it out for you. April. Sorry, Miss Folio, I was reading your book to the gnome in our garden because it's a good story. And my mum called me in for tea and the gnome said he wanted to finish the book, so I left it for him. Only it rained and the book got a bit wet and my mum's still drying it out for you. May. Sorry, Miss Folio, Mum and Dad took me to the zoo and I took your book to read in the car and the first animal we saw was an ostrich. And I don't like ostriches because he swallowed your book. But the keeper said he'd spit it out soon, only he hadn't by the time we came home. June. Sorry, Miss Folio, I put your book out ready to bring to the library, but a burglar broke in last night and he stole our video and my mum's purse and your book. But we found your book on the path this morning. Only the policeman took it away to see if it had the burglar's fingerprints on it. July. Sorry, Miss Folio, my brother threw your book into this enormous patch of nettles near our house just because I threw his robot into next door's garden and next door's dog got it. And my dad says it serves me right. And no way is he risking life and limb in those nettles, even if it is the best book in the whole world. August. Sorry, Miss Folio, I took your book to the beach when we went on holiday and my dad was rowing us across the bay when this octopus grabbed your book. But my dad grabbed it back, only somehow it got into my friend Catherine's luggage and she lives in Aberdeen. September. Sorry, Miss Folio, you know they're digging up the road outside the library. Well, I was looking into the hole in the ground when I dropped your book and just as this big digger filled in the hole with earth. But the foreman promised my mum he'd dig it out for me, only he can't do it until Monday. October. Sorry, Miss Folio, we came down to the library on the bus today and I had your book, but I got up to ring the bell and I left your book on the seat. And this old lady shouted after me and I thought she was telling me off, so I got off quick and the bus has gone to Manchester. November. Sorry, Miss Folio, my big brother tied your book to a rocket and sent it up in the sky and it came down in the old canal and my dad found it floating the next morning and he waded in and got very smelly. Only so is the book very smelly and my mum is getting rid of the pong for you. December. Sorry, Miss Folio, my mum says she was icing the Christmas cake last night when this strange man in red with a white beard came in and stole your book and flew away with it. Only that's a silly story, isn't it? Not as good as the one in your book. The end.